This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Central College, Two Rivers Cooperative, Pella Hy-Vee, Culver's of Pella, Marion County Auto Body, McCall Monuments, Knoxville Farm and Home, Grand Headlines, and State Farm Insurance Agent Jay Olson. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, KNX Fitness, Candy's Flowers, Acura Healthcare, Newton Village, Round Window Liquor, Knoxville Super 8 Hotel, Spahn and Rose Lumber, Williamson Tavern, and Marion County Rural Water. Enjoy the program.
Two local veterans recently went on an honor flight. In the second part of a five-part series on the Spirit of America, let's go in-depth with Conrad Nelson and Dean Shin. Conrad, where and when did you serve, and with what branch of the service?
Well, initially I got my draft notice in 65, and so I didn't really think about going into the Army or the Marines. That was your basic options at that time. So I went to the U.S. Navy recruiter's office, which was above the fire station in Austin, Minnesota. And I go walking up there, and there's about eight other people locally that were up there, had gotten the same, their draft notice at the same time. So I enlisted in the Navy at that time. And I went ahead and entered the Navy in February of 66. After boot camp, I went to electrician school, and then at the end of that year is when I got my orders to a destroyer escort, which was homeported in Pearl Harbor. And we went overseas for 6 months at Western Pacific. We did, besides doing tours in Vietnam, patrolling, stopping fishing boats and that kind of thing, we also went to Japan, Hong Kong, you know, places like that, which, you know, it was interesting seeing the cultures that were there. You know, we did that, like I said, for 3 years that I was on the ship, which was 67, 68, and 69. I got out November of 69, so.
And so you were there off the coast of Vietnam during the height of the
war. And we also replenished swift boats, you know, the boats that went up the river. You know, we would refuel them. They didn't, and we'd also top off their fresh water tanks and then give them food supplies and that kind of stuff. And they would sometimes, when we did stop fishing boats out there, and we found them not to have the proper identification and whatever, they would be held, and we would either take them to the, you know, shore, and or a swift boat would do that, you know. So that was pretty much our routine. We did carry a liaison officer with us, you know, a Vietnamese liaison officer, and of course he could talk to them, and that's how they were identified, as not having the proper identification. And sometimes 2 weeks later you'd pick up the same guy, you know. So.
Dean, tell us about your service.
I was drafted in July of 1967. I served 2 years in the service. I took my basic at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, my AIT at Fort McClellan, Alabama, and then straight to Vietnam. I was a grunt. 11 Bravo was my MOS, and 4th Infantry Division, I was in Central Highlands, Pleiku, Dokto, Bami 2. And 68 was, casualty-wise, was the worst year of the war, and I spent the whole year of 68 there.
And how old were you then?
19. And when I got to my company, I was the third oldest guy in the company. The company commander, the first sergeant, and one of the other sergeants were older, naturally, but most of the rest of them were 17, 18, a few 16.
A few 16.
Yeah, they had to get parental permission.
So you were just, you didn't think of it this way, but to us now, you were just a bunch of kids.
Just a bunch of kids.
Wow, and your lives were changed forever.
Well, sure. I'm sure people say that I changed a little when I got back, but I think everybody changed after spending time over there, whether it be a six-month tour, a year tour, two-year tour. It changed your outlook on a lot of things.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Vanco Camper Rentals, Garden & Associates Engineers and Surveyors, Knoxville Fire & Rescue, Craig Clark Construction, National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, McCorkle Hardware, Rosendahl Tiling & Septic, and Melcher Dallas Schools. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Coffee Connection, Don's Heating and Cooling, the Knoxville Hy-Vee, Motor & Auto Group, Knoxville Raceway, Motor & Auto Group Service & Body Shop, Sundance Realty, Knoxville Hospital & Clinics, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Pella Corporation.
I continued my conversation about their service with Conrad Nelson and Dean Shin. Would you like to share something that had a big impact on you that you're comfortable sharing?
Well, probably the most impactful thing, I got to my company 2 days after Christmas of 67, got to go see the Bob Hope show. And I thought, well, this is all right. So on January 24th, my division went up to a Hill 800, and Alpha Company, Bravo Company, and Charlie Company tried to take this hill 3 consecutive days, and they failed miserably. So on January 26th, we were going to go up on this hill, and I was told that I was going to be point for the platoon, and I thought, that isn't too bad. But I eventually was the point man for the company. So we started up this hill and heard a crack. And they told us in basic training there can be 100 M16s and one AK firing. You'll pick the AK out. And I turned to say, hey, Gates. And he got shot between the eyes. And about 20 minutes later, I got shot in the head. I guess that's the most impactful day of my Vietnam career. But I came to when they were taking my ammo. We had a poncho via across my chest, and they were taking my ammo off because they thought I was dead. And I'm not too sure who was the most scared, the medic or me. But, yeah.
Obviously, it just glanced off your head.
Yeah, I'm good. Placed up there, but yes, I think he was aiming at the cross I had in my steel pot. I took that off and kept it in my pocket the rest of my tour.
So an inch and you wouldn't be here.
More or less, I'm sure.
Less than an inch.
Yeah.
Well, that'll give you a whole new perspective on life.
Yes, yeah, it did. I thought it was the other guy, and it never going to happen to me. It was going to be somebody else. But.
And so then did you stay in, or were you
stayed? Yeah, I was in the hospital, I don't know, 4 weeks or so.
So it was more than just a glancing?
Oh, sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't have much up there to lose, I don't think. So.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Dutch Meadows Garden Center, DeHuizen Carpentry, Dingham & Concrete, Pella Feed Service, Vanderbeek Truck Accessories, Craig Douglas with Doxy Express, Craig Ford, and Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, 2B Constructed, City of Pella, IMU, All Plan Insurance, Dan's Plumbing and Heating, Jeremy Dingham and Concrete, the Sheraton Hy-Vee, Vermeer Sales and Service, and Dowie Pest Control.
I continued my conversation about their service with Conrad Nelson and Dean Shin. Conrad, do you have a particular moment that you'd like to share that you think changed you?
I guess on the funny side, before I told how we would sometimes take those that we apprehended ashore. So I was able to go ashore one time, and to this, I don't know whether it's Army or Marine outpost, I walked up to this guy, and I said, there was a stop sign there. It said Dong Lai, and then stop underneath, that being Vietnamese, and stop. And I says, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to steal your damn stop sign. And the guy says, I could care less. I'm leaving tomorrow. So I still have that stop sign down in my basement. You know, it was kind of a keepsake, you know, that I don't know where it's going to end up, but I thought the guy's attitude was special. So, but we, you know, like I said, my experiences over there were, I was treated to seeing the cultures, you know, other cultures. I just remember being hot, for one thing, you know. And our time was from January coming back, late June, early July, back to Hawaii. That was the time frame I was always over there at. So
you said it was hot, and Dean's nodding.
It was hot, but I was in the Central Highlands, which you wouldn't really classify as mountains, but high hillsides, and in the mornings sometimes you could get a little crust on water. It wouldn't freeze, but it'd get cold enough to where it was not very comfortable, and then you had the monsoons that were never comfortable, so.
Well, and you were just selected to be on an honor flight, and you went to Washington, D.C. Tell us about that.
It was an amazing 2 days. We got to go to the Hy-Vee main office in Des Moines for a meal on Monday night, and then Tuesday we flew out of Des Moines and spent the day in D.C., and every place we went there were people cheering and clapping and thank you for your service, and we appreciate what you've done, from little 4 and 5 year olds playing the drums and the fife, and just it was an amazing day, very amazing, very emotional, but very amazing day.
And what was it like for you, Conrad?
Yeah, I was pretty much overwhelmed by, you know, the turnout that, you know, like I took this picture here of how when we traveled Monday evening over to this reception that he was telling about at the Hy-Vee Hall, the fire trucks with a big American flag draped over that would have been Fleur Drive going south. And that wasn't just in Des Moines, like Dean commented on. It's when we got off the plane and boarded the plane, you know, and that kind of stuff. So it was, you know, very well planned out, and it's a wonderful experience for anybody that can go on it. I think in 10 years, this was the 14th one they've done here. And there's three locations, Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, Western Iowa, and then I think there's something out of Fort Dodge, too, if I remember right.
And then in Washington, D.C., what was that like? What was your favorite part of that?
I'd never been to the World War II monument before. It was beautiful. It was something out of a movie. It was a beautiful and very serene setting. The Vietnam Wall I'd been to, and it's always difficult. The Korean one is just kind of eerie, to be quite honest. It's just very eerie. But all in all, the Iwo Jima was amazing. It was huge. I never fathomed the size of the Iwo Jima monument.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Spirit of America is brought to you in part by Hubes Garage, Van Manen Seed and Chemical, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, Indianola Body Shop, Extras Consignment, Overton Funeral Home, Sims Custom Wash, the Knoxville Hy-Vee Fast and Fresh, and the Marion County Fair Association. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, DeBlumenhof Garden Center, Top Shelf Nutrition, Brown Shoe Fit in Pella, Great Western Bank, Stan Drywall at 629-1728, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Sully Locker and Market, and Lighton State Bank.
I continued my conversation about their service with Conrad Nelson and Dean Shin. And what was it like in Washington, D.C. for you, Conrad?
Like him, it was wonderful to go ahead and see all those monuments that have been put up, you know, honoring those who have served in our previous conflicts. The World War II one, I think each star represents 500 or 1,000 that perished in World War II. They've got a pond, and those stars are placed up there. And then they have columns for each state. I think Dean maybe had more time at that, but I don't know if you went to the Iowa one, but is there a listing of names of Iowa people or just a number?
No, there's no names on it.
In my case, the Vietnam Wall, my high school classmate, Jerry Mathias, his brother perished up there, and he is on the very highest level up there, so I made sure I looked that up. And then there's another kid from the neighboring town, Stan Gilbert was his name, and I asked my mother about him, and she said that Mrs. Gilbert and my mom were in the same hospital. He was born basically the same time as I was, which I didn't know. I just talked to my mother the other day about that, so that was a little piece of history that I didn't know about.
The most emotional moment. What was your most emotional moment?
Oh, I don't know. I can relate to the Vietnam Wall, I guess, mostly, because that was my era, you know, and the World War II one would also be because both of my uncles were World War II veterans, and one dropped out of high school to get involved, and my mom's brother went 2 weeks after he got out of high school. So, I mean, I feel I have a pretty close connection to them.
And what was your most emotional moment, Dean?
Well, without a doubt, was the Vietnam Wall. I found high school classmate, college classmate, various friends, and by far the most impactful was finding Bob Gates, the guy that was with me when he got shot, and then I got shot, and just finding him and being with him was pretty emotional. We were treated very well, and we appreciated it, and they acted like they really cared, and that was amazing. Other than my family, I've never got anything like that from anyone, and it was very heartfelt.
Anything to add, Conrad?
When I got out, I guess it was just you just kick-started your way back into civilian life again. I went to school under the GI Bill when I got out, and you know, that kind of stuff. Life went on. I think people back then didn't have as many hang-ups as they do today. I think life was simpler. That's my take. You know, maybe it was my circle of friends and places I went and where I hung out. People just don't have the hang-ups that they do today.
Thanks to Conrad Nelson and Dean Shin for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.